Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com. Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com.
Brothers and sisters, this individual, he was someone who was an alcoholic. He was someone that was addicted to alcohol. He was someone that used to drink alcohol in front of the people. One day, while he was drinking alcohol with his friends, and this was in Iraq, he was drinking alcohol with his friends, and then he came out. And he saw a person, this individual, and he saw many people around this individual. They wanted to know who this person was. And they said, this is Imam so-and-so. So he was one of the Imams. I think it was Imam al-Shafi. He was one of the Imams of Hadith. He was known as Amir al-Mu'mineen. In Hadith, he's one of the biggest scholars in Hadith. So he said, what is a person of Hadith or Muhaddith? They said he is a scholar that narrates the Hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he went to the Imam, and he said to him, tell me a Hadith, tell me a narration. So this Imam, mashallah, tabarakallah, he was someone that was very smart. He mentioned to him a narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is that what was inherited from the speech of the previous prophets, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْ, which means if you have no shyness, then do as you are pleased. This single hadith, it affected this individual. He went back. He repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the alcohol. And then he went to his mother. When he went to his mother, he said, mother, I want to seek knowledge. I want to move from my environment. He wanted to move away from the environment that he was around. And he asked, who is the most knowledgeable person at this time? And then they said, the most knowledgeable person at this time was Imam Malik in Al-Madina. So he went to Al-Madina to meet Imam Malik. He went to see Imam Malik, he was seeking knowledge with Imam Malik. Afterwards, what happened? He became from one of the senior students of Imam Malik. Then what happened after that? Allahu Akbar, look at this. He became the teacher of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. From being an alcoholic to being the teacher of Imam and Muslim. And who is this individual? His name is Abdullah ibn Maslama al-Qa'nabi. And then afterwards, he wanted to return to Al-Iraq, to the Imam that narrated the hadith they heard from. He wanted to return to Al-Iraq to that Imam. When he went back to see that scholar of hadith to Al-Iraq, he learned that he passed away. Which shows you that some of the worst people, if they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can be the best of people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in a hadith Qudsi. What is a hadith Qudsi that he narrates that Allah, he mentions and he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who my soul is in his hand. لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا, that if you don't commit sins, لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ Allah Azza wa Jal is going to get rid of every single one of you. وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ Allah is going to bring about a people. They will sin. They will seek forgiveness for their sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive them. And another narration where he says, Ya ibadi, all my slaves. Speaking about me as well. إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ That you make sins during the day and the night. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا It is Allah who forgives sins. So seek my forgiveness, I will forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he says that Allah Azza wa Jal, he wants to accept your repentance. Allah wants to accept your repentance. Allah wants to forgive you. But those who follow their desires, they want you to deviate tremendously.
Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com.
And Allah Azza wa Jal wants to make it easier for you. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions and he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Oh, you believe. Sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions and he says, Afala yatubuna ila Allahi wa yastaghfiruna. Wallahu ghafur rahim. Aren't they going to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Aren't they going to repent back to Allah Azza wa Jal? For really Allah Azza wa Jal is most forgiving, most merciful. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions and he says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ تُفْلِعُونَ Allah says about us believers, return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you be from those individuals who are successful. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says in a hadith Qudsi that يَبْنَ Adam, O son of Adam, if your sins were to reach the cloud, as high as the cloud, and then you meet Allah Azza wa Jal without doing shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal is going to forgive you. Allah Azza is going to forgive you for your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he says that all my slaves, that those individuals that have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal forgives all sins. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal is most forgiving, most merciful. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, return back to Allah Azza wa Jal and submit to him before the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal comes to you. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal is most forgiving, most merciful. But Allah Azza wa Jal is also someone with shadeed al-iqab, severe in punishment. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions and he says, do not despair in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Verily those, the only people that despair from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal are the disbelievers. So return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever you've sinned, anything you've sinned, Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive you. Return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness for your sins. In order for your sins to be forgiven, you need to have three conditions. The minor sins, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions and he says, that the five daily prayers, Jum'ah to another Jum'ah, Ramadan to another Ramadan, Umrah to another Umrah, they forgive the minor sins. As for the major sins, Ikhwani fillah, my dear brothers and sisters, they need three conditions. The first condition, you have to stop the sin. The second condition, you have to regret the sin. And the third condition, you have to make an intention that you don't return back to the sin. Some people, they say, I sin every day. I'm still sinning. Even if you are sinning, return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And increase in doing good deeds. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says, Afan Allah azza wa jalla, he says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Which is basically, but verily, that the good deeds, they erase the bad deeds. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he said to him, fear Allah azza wa jalla wherever you are, and follow up a bad deed with what? A good deed. It will be erased. And deal with the people with good character. So many of us, if we look at ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters, we have a lot of sins. What's the solution? Like if you look at those before us, from the righteous predecessors, those the scholars, the righteous individuals, they, good deeds was a lot. Their sins were very few. Even some of them would say that I can count the sins that I committed. If we look at ourselves during the last 24 hours, how many times we disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla? Every single one of us. Maybe we walk in, we looked at the haram. Maybe we've listened to the haram. Maybe we spoke, backbited somebody. Maybe we went to a place where Allah Azza wa Jalla is disobeyed. How many times did we do that? So they knew their sins and their good deeds was a lot. What do we do is that we increase in doing good deeds. فَفَرِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Verily good deeds, they will erase the bad deeds. You've done a sin. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if you've disobeyed Allah azza wa jal, make sure that you pray 2 rak'at of unit of prayers. When you do this, you pray in khushu', your sins will be forgiven. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So increase in good deeds. You've smoked, whatever sin that you did, go to the masjid, pray charity. You've done a sin, be good to your parents. You've done a sin, help your Muslim brother. You've done a sin, go to Umrah. You've done a sin, go to Hajj. Obviously, depending on some people might not be able to afford it, but what I'm trying to say is, every time you've disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, do some khair. For verily why? Because the good deeds, they will erase the bad deeds. And if you sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he speaks about those individuals that they do not commit zina and they don't do this. He speaks about those individuals that those that call besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he speaks about those that commit zina and those that kill people. He says, anyone who does this, yalqa athama. He will earn the sin. And Allah says, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. On the day of resurrection, his sins, it will be doubled. No, the punishment will be doubled for him. And he will be there disgrace-free. What Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions and he says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. The one who repents. وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. The one who repents and tests Allah Azza wa Jalla. For very this individual, Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to replace his bad deeds with good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. So turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to conclude with one last thing. My dear brothers and sisters, أخواني في الله, your salah, your prayer is the most important thing. Wallahi, you can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I'm saying this, I'm not really belittling the sins. You can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the sins in the world, wallahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can, Allah azza wa jal can forgive you. But if you meet Allah azza wa jal without praying, then you are in great danger. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says that the covenant between us and them, the disbelievers, is the salah. And anyone who leaves off the salah has disbelieved. For me saying this, I'm not trying to call people, you know, kafir and, you know, make takfir on people. I'm not doing this. It's very, very dangerous. Okay, you were not praying before. From today, make sure that you don't miss a single prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he says about the believers that are in Jannah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He speaks about the, you know, the people that are in Jahannam, about the mujrimeen, the criminals, Allah says, what got you into Saqar, into Jahannam? They will say, we never used to be of those who used to pray. وَلَمْ نَكُنْ نُطْعِمِ الْمِسْكِينَ, and we never used to feed the poor people. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَاضِينَ, and we used to be with those individuals that used to just speak idle talk. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ, and we used to deny the day of resurrection. Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions and He says that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command your family to pray salah and be patient upon it. So you yourself command your family. Maybe they're not going to pray now, but keep doing it. Inshallah, eventually, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, with good wisdom and good da'wah, bi'idhnillah, they'll start praying. If they haven't prayed, alhamdulillah, you've done your duty in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. What is a wail, my dear brothers? You know what wail is? It is a valley in Jahannam. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَوْنَ. Those individuals that are heedless in their prayers. What does that mean? That these people, they prayed salah. But what do? They used to delay their prayers. Like, dhuhr comes, they pray in asr. Asr pray in maghrib. They keep delaying their prayers. For these people, it's a valley in Jahannam. How about for the one who doesn't pray at all? Nasr Allah as-salam wa al-afi. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions and He says that there's a group of people that came. Adha'u salah. They've neglected the salah. And they followed their desires. For those people are what? Jahannam. Nasr Allah al-afi. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to pardon us. So from today, make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. Make sure that you are praying your salah. That's the first thing that Allah Azza wa Jal will ask you about. Your salah, it is your happiness. Your salah, it is your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your salah, it is your happiness. When you establish your salah correctly on time, Allah Azza wa Jal is going to give you the blessings of the dunya and the akhirah. You will find the sakina and the tranquility in your heart when you obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions and He says, Ikhwani fillah, that anyone who does man amila salihan, anyone who does any good deeds, whether you're a male or a female, Allah Azza wa Jal is going to, Allah promises that Allah is going to give them a good life. Allah is going to give them a good life. And Allah Azza wa Jal is going to reward them for the good that they did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about that the believers, a lot of people now, they are going through depression and sadness and all this stuff. It's because they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions and He says that verily in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal do the hearts find rest. So when you're praying your salah, when you're reciting the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's the only time that you will have tranquility and peace in your heart. Some people, they're complaining that I have so many problems in my family, at home, and all this stuff. All the problems that you have is because of your own hands. That's why one of the scholars, he mentions and he says, rectify what's between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is going to rectify between you and the people. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions and He says, وَلَنَذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and He says, we'll make them taste the smaller punishment. What is the smaller punishment? Ibn Abbas and other scholars of tafsir, they mentioned, radiallahu anhu, that the smaller punishment, it is the calamity that you are going through without the greater punishment. So that why? So that they can return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our sins that are holding us from Allah, from connecting back to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is our sins that's holding us from salah. And that's why one of the scholars, he mentions and he says that I believe that a person misses salah because of a sin that he committed. So sometimes when we see ourselves struggling for the prayer, struggling for the salah, and all this stuff, it's because of our own sins. And that's why one of the scholars, he mentions and he says that Sufyan al-Thawri, he said that I committed one sin. Because of that one sin, I couldn't pray the night prayer, the Qiyam al-Layl, for 6 months. Just one sin, and that sin was, he saw somebody, you know, crying in his prayer, he said, this person is showing off. Because of that one sin. So it's our sins that disconnects us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it's important to repent back to Allah azza wa jal, and to turn back to Allah azza wa jal. And that's why Sufyan al-Thawri mentions and he says that the sins, right, with dhunuba, that the sins they make of our heart become dead. And it causes a person to be disgraced. And leaving off the sins, it will give life to the heart, and it is better for you to disobey yourself. The poet, he also says that the pleasure of sinning is going to disappear. What's going to remain? The sin is going to remain. And disgrace is going to remain. And then he said afterwards, لَا خَيْرَ مِنْ لَذَّةٍ بَعْدِهَا النَّارُ. There's no goodness in a sin that's followed by the hellfire. There's no goodness in a sin that's followed from the hellfire. So repent back to Allah Azza wa Jal. From today, whenever you've done a sin, make istighfar. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in one narration, he used to seek forgiveness in Allah Azza wa Jal 60 times. Another narration, 70. And he wasn't a person of sin, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How about me and you, my dear respected brothers and sisters? We need to, whenever we've disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, turn back to it. Because do you guarantee to yourself that you will live by tomorrow? Imagine meeting Allah Azza wa Jal without prayer. Imagine meeting Allah Azza wa Jal with all these sins. And that's what the poet he mentions and he says, فَلَرُبَّمَا تَأْتِي الْمَنِيَّةُ بَغْتَةً فَتُسَاقُ مِنْ فُرُشٍ لِلَكْفَانِ. Perhaps death will come to you in an instant. They will wrap you, they will shroud you. 5 minutes later they will forget about you. Your friends will even forget about you. Nothing is going to benefit you in your grave except that your salah, the ongoing charity that you left behind, a righteous child that you left behind. That's what's going to benefit you. So don't despair in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Seek forgiveness for your sins and establish your prayer. Barakallah feekum.
Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com. Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com.